From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The University of Utah community is reacting to the death of Karen Huntsman this week. She was married to the late John Huntsman Sr. and the matriarch of one of Utah's most influential philanthropic families. At 88 years old, Huntsman and her husband left behind a legacy in athletics, as well as cancer and mental health research. The CEO of the Huntsman Cancer Institute cited her, quote, caring, compassion, and kindness. Utah Athletics Director Mark Harlan said she was a fixture at their events and that she, quote, brought joy and kindness to everyone. Westminster University could be in deep financial trouble. As first reported by the Salt Lake Tribune, Forbes came out with its 2026 college financial grades. It gave Westminster a D. Forbes says schools that receive that score have been borrowing money and burning through restricted funds to stay afloat. The small private college in Salt Lake City has around 1,100 students. This summer, a Navajo high school teacher will sail the high seas on back-to-back research expeditions around the globe. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Gabriel P. Etter Rosio has more.
Born in Chinle, Arizona, Kim Etzedi spends much of her year teaching science at Navajo Pine High School in New Mexico. That is until summer recess, but Etzedi won't be taking a break this year.
I'll just be tired.
Because starting in June, Etzedi will hop aboard the research vessel Nautilus with the nonprofit Ocean Exploration Trust. She'll live stream her journey mapping the sea floor from Hawaii to Guam. Then in July, Etzedi is heading toward the Arctic with National Geographic, where she'll explore polar caps. Despite being at sea only a handful of times, Etzedi shares why the Diné had ties to it.
A lot of times we wear jewelry, coral, abalone shell, and we don't really talk about where it came from. So I was able to tie in a lot of stories about why Navajo people wear coral in this ancient ocean that once was here, but now it's dry land.
And she'll set foot on Navajo land again before the new school year begins. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
A new study calls AI technology a game changer for two of the most common chronic lung conditions in the world. The findings are in a landmark two-year study of 1,200 patients in Utah. Intermountain Health and CareCentra conducted the research. They used AI to monitor patients with asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease between doctor visits. Then they could intervene when necessary. It resulted in a 50% drop in hospitalizations. You are listening to KUER News.